This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Two early Sunday morning automobile accidents took the lives of two area residents in Sharp County, about 2.5 miles west of Strawberry on Highway 230. A Chevy pickup driven by 25-year-old Nathan W. Stiles of Charlotte failed to negotiate a curve and wrecked. State Trooper First Class Anthony Dale says Stiles' truck left the roadway, then Stiles overcorrected, causing it to cross the roadway and overturn. Stiles was killed in the wreck. He lived on Old Camp Road near Charlotte. And two passengers were injured, 18-year-old Emmanuel L. Todd of Sharon Street, Batesville, and 15-year-old Adam Malden of 100 Hidden Valley Drive, Batesville. The injured were treated at the White River Medical Center. The second fatal accident occurred just before 1 a.m. on State Highway 225, about 3 miles north of Quitman. State Police Corporal Mark Holland said a GMC Jimny driven by 22-year-old Jonathan B. Ryan of Pangburn was negotiating a curve when it went off the roadway, struck a culvert while overturning, and then struck a power pole. A passenger, 23-year-old Jeffrey W. Haney of Heber, was killed in the wreck. Wright and another passenger, 25-year-old Charles A. Greenlee of Quitman, was seriously injured and taken to Baptist and UAMS in Little Rock. Police say it was foggy at the time of the accident. The former UACCB assistant to the chancellor and director of public relations has been elevated to another role at the community college in Batesville. Tina Paul has been named director of development. She served as public relations director for 13 years. Paul's replacement in that position will be Kim Whitten. Kim comes to UACCB from Ozarka College, where she was director of public relations as well. Two state agencies have cited an energy company for dumping toxic waste at two sites near Pangburn and Searcy in White County. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality and the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission have issued citations to Poseidon Energy Services, a subsidiary of Adevco. Adevco's owner and president says the company is formulating its official response to the citations. A 21-year-old student at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences College of Pharmacy's the new Miss Arkansas, Kristen Glover of Stuttgart, won the title Saturday night during the annual pageant in Little Rock. Glover's talent presentation was a tap dance and a remix of the classic song, I Got Rhythm, was her talent presentation. She also received the pageant's overall interview award. She competed as Miss Ouachita Baptist University. Lauren English of Hot Springs was the first runner-up. The second runner-up was Simone Mullinex of Fayetteville. Mullinex currently serves as the Miss White River, a pageant that's held annually around the White River Water Carnival in Batesville. The governor's dislocated task force is scheduling a job fair for workers who lost their jobs when Yarnell's Ice Cream suddenly shut out on June 30th in Searcy. The agency services and opportunity fair will be held Thursday at the Carmichael Center in Searcy. The president of the Searcy Regional Chamber of Commerce, Buck Lane, says that at least 23 potential employers and placement agencies will participate in the job fair. When Yarnell's closed, it put about 200 people out of work. Lane says Nestle has hired about 40 of the workers for distribution routes and that work is being done that could result in the Yarnell's plant reopening. Arkansas lottery players will be seeing some new choices in games with big jackpots if the lottery director has his way. Already, the cost of tickets for the Powerball game will double to $2 on January 15th, a move, he says, that will result in higher starting points for jackpots and will cause jackpots to grow more rapidly. Lottery director Ernie Pasolet wants to introduce several more lotto-type games in the year ahead to drive sales to the numbers games, which has a higher profit margin than scratch tickets. Members of the Arkansas Lottery Commission are pressuring Pasolet to improve the lottery's profit margin from the 20.2% it turned in for the just completed fiscal year.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.